Who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We did, and who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you! Call me a bitch, you stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Who is in the name of...
If you have diabetes, what? I don't know. Diabetes sucks. Hey, everybody, diabetes sucks. That's right. Madhouse Radio is here. I have peppermint oil in my eye. Oh, man. That's bad.
Chizzle.
What's up, everybody? Madhouse Radio is here, late as usual, but fashionably late. I'm here with weed and Milkman's here. Milkman, say hi to everybody, man.
Howdy, howdy, everybody. The Madhouse is ready to blow your mind. So get all your good numbers ready, man.
Yeah, that's right. And we also have, of course. What are you going to go by? Just Will? Or you
got Will's fine.
Yeah. Will's fine. We got Will here in the house. Will's checking in here for, I guess, the first time technically on the show. In the studio. So hi to Will. Say hi to everybody, Will. Will, audience, Will. And then Madman, of course, from the great state of Illinois is checking in. What's up, Madman?
What's up, everybody?
Yeah.
Welcome to the first show of the new year.
All right, man. Madman, the heart... The most fuckingest guy on PC. You have any company today? The last 3 weeks you've had people over. What's going on this week? Nothing?
All I have to say is,
Okay, there you go.
Nah, Kylie, I was busy today. I was working. Had to do some computer repair, make some money.
Oh, yeah, that's work. Cool. Right on, man.
I blew off the girlfriend today. I'm just taking it easy.
Good. Fuck it. That's what she gets for being a woman.
Fuck it.
Fucking women. No women here tonight. So we're here to talk and do prank calls mostly, I suppose. I still have my eyes burning the hell out of me right now, man. I got that peppermint oil in it, dude. Why don't you tell me about that, man? I have to get that in my eye.
Oh, you put it in your eyes, huh?
Yeah, well, I got it in my fingers and I put it in my eye, so my bad. Ooh.
Oh, I forgot to warn you.
Yeah, it kind of feels good, though, you know? Oh, yeah.
Figured it'd be good radio.
Yeah. No, it's not good radio. It's good video. So yeah, Nunu's asking who is Will. Will, who is you?
I'm not really from Orlando, but I really am like now for like the last 7 years. But,
all right, O-Town represent.
Moved around a lot, so mm-hmm. I'm from West Coast though. I was born there. So.
Oh yeah,
Cali. That's what's up.
California.
Yeah.
Northern or Southern California?
Southern.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Good.
Got some family out there.
Well, good. You're here. You're representing the West Coast for all our West Coast listeners. It's 8:36 right now on the West Coast. So good. Be there or be square. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Hey, we're gonna do a show. We're gonna keep it simple tonight. I don't want a lot of bullshit from you people. Why am I talking to people like that? Fuck you guys. Don't call in unless you're gonna be funny. No, I'm serious. I'm not being serious. I'm being serious when I say I love you guys. I'm gonna turn the toll free line on early tonight. There we go. That's better. I'm gonna turn the toll free line. God damn it, it timed out. Bitch. If you want to reach me here tonight on the toll-free line, the number is 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here tonight is 1-888-278-8509. That is free in the United States, including the freak states of Hawaii and Alaska. So don't be afraid to call in. If you're in Canada, don't call in because I got a block because it costs me like $3 a minute and I don't love Canada that much, so too bad. And anyway, the toll-free line is open, so call in. We got plenty of listeners here. We got plenty of numbers to do, plenty of pranks, plenty of stuff to talk about. If you want to submit your prank, you can call in. You can also go to the homepage, madhouselive.com, and click on the Request a Prank link. Type in your information there, and we will get to it tonight, as long as you send it in early enough. And, we're also on Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is Madhouse Radio. AOL Instant Messenger, a user of Madhouse Radio. There I go, repeating myself again. If you're on Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse Radio Online, Madhouse Radio Online, and MSN Messenger, Madhouse Live at hotmail.com. And now Milkman will attempt to tell you how to get into the chat room. Milkman, take it away.
Hey, man, yeah, if you want to just join us your IRC way, it's irc.lady-net.de. Or you can go to our other friendly server, pcu.lazy-net.de.
Okay.
Then the favorite channel you can join, #PCU. All the cool guys hanging out there.
Uh-oh.
And if you want to join the wild crowd, there's #PCR.
That's right. So it's PC and PC tonight. Whatever. Go wherever you want. I don't care. Most people are in PCR room. I don't... Whatever. Don't start that crap with me tonight.
Hey, man. Our dedicated militia I'm looking at right now. I see MST3, Clay, Tuck. I see a bunch of our regulars right here in PCU. And we got a bunch of regulars over there in PCR.
Regular
All
people.
All you Sir Nunu's also over here.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with you regular people out there, you know? I love regulars. Regs. Here's a...
First caller of the night. Go ahead.
What's up, Carlito?
Jonathan, the official first caller of the Madhouse. How you doing, man?
I'm okay. What y'all up to?
I'm here. I'm wearing socks. What are you up to?
Oh, not much. Just chilling out. Drinking me an ice cold Coca-Cola.
What is it now? What are you drinking? A Coca-Cola?
Yep.
How much ice do you have? How much do you fill in, like, one-third? Do you like a lot of ice, a little bit of ice? What's your...
I like a lot of ice on mine.
Yeah. I get cheaped out that way, you know? You got to have nice ice. You know what I mean? Will, you ever get that crappy ice you make in the freezer yourself?
Yeah.
And it gets that freezer burn taste to it, and then it messes up your soda? You ever hate that?
Yeah. I like the clear crust.
Yeah. You use filtered water, and that's how you do it. I don't have an ice maker in the fridge here. It sucks.
Oh, I think you...
Hey, you want to call Cheese Boy tonight?
Yeah, that's good. Huh, John? I'm sorry, we were talking here. What's up, Jonathan?
You want to call Cheese Boy tonight?
Yeah, sure, we can call Cheese Boy. I'll need his number because I always forget it.
Okay, I will send it right away.
In the chat room. Is he going to be nice to me tonight? He's been kind of a dick lately, you know?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, I hope so, too.
I think he's been getting a lot of calls. On other shows, hadn't he?
So what's been going on?
Has he been getting a lot of calls on other shows, Milkman is asking?
Yeah.
He has. Well, that's good. He's a celebrity now. Well, shit. Well, send him in.
He's a cheese boy. What do you expect?
What do you expect, man? Cheese boys get all the love from everybody. All right, brother, man. So how's your week been?
Oh, pretty good. I had a good New Year's. I shot off a lot of fireworks and everything.
Good. Good, you got to be careful with those fireworks, man. You lose a finger, another finger, you know?
Yeah, I had some buddies helping me with the fireworks. We were up to about 3:30 in the morning.
All right. Did you burn any gasoline? You ever make a gas bonfire? You ever do that?
Usually. We didn't this time because it rained a lot.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, Happy New Year to you, man.
Happy New Year to you and everybody at
PCR. All right, man. Take care of yourself, Jonathan, sir.
All right, you too.
All right, then.
Bye-bye.
What the hell? Who's got the dogs barking? Is that you, Milkman? I didn't know you had dogs. Milkman.
Oh, man, I got a cat.
Sounds like a dog. Something's going on.
I think Jonathan was getting hunted down by... Pack of coon
hounds. Yeah, something. Yeah, the bounty hunter was after after Jonathan.
We want them damn cookies. Woof woof.
Mm-hmm. The dog hunter. So yeah, the toll free line is now open if you want to call in and make yourself heard. 888-278-8509. The only show on this station where the only show on this station where you can hear us, where you can call in rather for free, as long as you're in the U.S. 888-278-8509, Madhouse Radio. And again, thank you, Jonathan, for calling in. That was awesome. I can't stop coughing. This is going to suck.
Yeah.
Lonesome Loser, also known as Storm Shadow for the last month and a half, has sent in two numbers. And I'd like to thank Lonesome Loser. Let me say what up. to him real quick. Thank you, Lonesome Loser. He suggests that we call Go For It Gas. This is a gas station, I'm assuming, or they'll have a lot to explain. That's in Minnesota. We also have Daily Donuts, formerly known as Dunkin' Donuts, okay, an old Dunkin' Donuts. That's in California. Where's Torrance, California, Mr. West Coast expert? Any idea?
I have no clue.
Good. All right. And we also have a request.
In Southern California, man.
All right. Good. Hey, Milkman knew it. All right, Milkman, you get a gold star for the day.
I used to be in the skateboards, man.
Okay. You used to be in the skateboards.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
See, I was doing aerials back in the 70s, man.
Wow. Can you do an ollie?
Yes, I can do an ollie.
Good.
I like frontside aerial and foot plants better.
Oh, man. I don't believe it. You know, if you send me a video of it, then I'll believe it. So do that.
Dude, this is the 70s. They didn't have video, ding-dong.
Okay, well, still. Sketch drawings or something like that. You know? something. Trophy. There's got to be something. You know, Madman,
it's
he's...
the Hall of Fame now.
You know, Madman has a skateboard. He uses it, too. He stole a skateboard once, too.
Madman's a wild man.
Yeah.
My resident hero.
Yeah, he pulled a knife on a guy for a skateboard, and then he broke it right in front of him, and he left. Just like that. He's fucking crazy like that, man. Is he even here?
Oh.
Look, man, I say you get some painkillers and then go skateboarding.
That sounds fun and safe. That's
oh,
good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know what's fun? Getting drunk and going fishing. We should do that all here. Deep sea fishing.
I like them big vert board, man.
Yeah, whatever. Skating's, yeah, whatever. Skaters. If you want to be a skater, that's cool. Madman's the king of the skaters. We're going to continue on here and do a prank call, I suppose. I guess it's time. Unless is there something in the news we should talk about? We mentioned Saddam last week. He's dead. Good for him.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about that. He's dead. It's been done
already.
Good
old James Brown.
We talked about that last
week. Good old American hangings.
Yeah. Anything else? I mean, there's nothing going on. It's
been
a slow...
Ford's final internment was today.
Oh, yeah? I didn't even catch it. I was more concerned about Ronald Reagan dying, you know, because he was my president growing up.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, do you know who William Rehnquist?
I didn't shed a tear either.
Do you remember William Rehnquist? Remember that that judge, William Rehnquist?
Yeah, man, the judge. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they declassified a bunch of FBI and CIA files on January 1st, and they're slowly going through them now, you know, experts. These are files that go back all the way to 71, up until 99, I believe.
Yeah.
And they were declassified on January 1st, 2007. And there's a report that Rehnquist, in 85, he was in a hospital for some medical condition, and he was on painkillers. And he freaked out, and he tried to escape in his pajamas, saying that the CIA was after him to kill him. Yeah, so that's your former Chief Justice. Was he Chief Justice, or?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he was, right?
Yeah, he was.
He was Chief Justice.
The last one.
Yeah, he was.
Also,
the
they
one.
Say he had a background in with the Nazis.
Him too, huh? Him, the Pope?
Yeah.
Seems these days you got to be a former Nazi to get anywhere in this world. Hell.
Look at George Bush.
I guess Hitler was right. Whatever. Wasn't he a What's that fraternity that all the presidents used to be? You know what I mean? That one fraternity, the Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones.
Oh no, the Illuminati.
The Illuminati, or is it the same thing, or is it?
It's Skull and Bones is a fraternity.
Oh yeah.
Illuminati is a quasi organization.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And aren't we supposed to be afraid of the Freemasons too, or something like that? For some reason, didn't they build
Freemasons is also
Didn't they build a
also a part of it? Even clear back the Constitution, the dollar bill has their insignia, you know, etc.
Yeah. Well, there. Yeah, I'd be
the
afraid.
Pyramid on the back—that's a Freemason symbol with an eye at the top.
Yeah, and the whole thing with the Denver airport, wasn't it supposedly built by Freemasons and some shit like that?
There's some significance to it. I think that's why they got their asses snowed in.
Probably. They deserve it, those bastards, those Freemason bastards. If you're a Freemason, I challenge you to call in.
Haven't you heard, man? Those planes have been getting stalled there, and now they're half
twice.
The damn place is froze, and they're dropping air lifts, hay bales and food and shit. People are going starving up there, so damn frozen in.
I heard God hates them. Hey, we got Clone Homegrown checking in. Hang on.
Stone
clone grown. How you doing, man?
That's the man with the plan.
What's going on, bro?
The plant in hand.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing, man.
I heard I challenge a Freemason.
I challenge a Freemason to call in.
I'm a Freemason.
Bullshit. You're a Freemason?
Yeah.
Since when?
My dad was.
He was? So that doesn't make you a Freemason.
I was the rainbow growing up.
What? So what's the secret handshake?
Prove it. Tell you, man.
What's the secret credo? Tell me now. You can't talk about it. Come on.
Oh, bullshit.
Who'd win in a war?
Stone.
Who'd win in a war? The Moose Lodge or the Freemasons?
The Masons.
The Masons? Nah.
No, the Rotary Club.
The Rotary Club? The Rotary Club, bunch of rich Jews. Bunch of businessmen.
You want to challenge a Mason?
Yeah, come on. I want to know the truth about Denver Airport and Area 51.
Can't tell you.
Ah, you see, you know. Who killed Kennedy? I bet you.
Can't tell you.
You see? That's. Yeah.
Apparently, there's some kind of saying you say, like, where are you traveling to? And then they say another phrase back, and then they show.
Who you got in the studio, man?
Oh, this is Will. You can't hear him because he doesn't have a phone on him.
Actually,
know.
I can, but yeah.
Oh,
hey, Will.
He's got
am I really low?
There you go.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I had to talk over here. That's all.
You got talking to the phone when the phone's
see,
on.
I'm smart,
oh, okay.
Man.
All right. All
volume
right.
Down on the stream, and. I can hear both.
Oh, okay.
I'm at a delay. You see,
it's so. Kind of freaky, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird like that.
Yeah, man. So your sound card is still bitched up?
Yeah. I would have been your first caller, but I was actually doing something productive, breaking up some weed here for your show.
Very good.
I'm
actually spamming Yahoo for your show.
I've got Will doing that for me tonight, he's saying.
What?
Will's weed. Yeah, he's breaking up the weed. Will, hang on, man. Let me get you a phone here. There you go. If you want to talk, just open that up. There you go, yeah.
It was for you, clone.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we're maxed out on the TeamSpeak server tonight, so I can't have Milkman and Madman talking to you, but they're in spirit. I'll translate as necessary.
Cool.
Madman's taking a bong hit right now, he said, for you. So.
Cool.
So we'll play the smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
Hang on, I'll do a bong hit.
All right, here we go. Hang on, everybody. Here's how it's done. All right, man. Cool. What are you smoking tonight? Anything in particular?
Just some kind.
All right. Whatever that means. Is that good, Will?
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of.
All right. Okay, I got you. All right. Hey, man, I got two numbers in here so far that we can call.
Oh, yeah?
We've got Goford Gas, and we got a former Dunkin' Donuts that now became Daily Donuts. That's pretty sad when you can't even be a Dunkin' Donuts anymore, you know?
Call them and tell them you want to change it back to a Dunkin' Donuts and you're willing to save the franchise by buying their store.
I'm going
to
offer them a lot of money. But this is Dunkin' Donut House and Sandwich.
Really?
I don't think there really was a Dunkin' Donuts because it doesn't have the S at the end of donut. You see that? They're sneaky bastards. That's probably why they went out of business.
They're
looking blunt laying in front of me if I had blunt paper.
I'm sorry you don't.
I'm sorry too.
Yeah, you need to get some. You got to go down to the corner store, you know.
Yeah, I know that store, but they hate me because I always pump 10.04.
10.04. I pump 10 cents, bitch. I don't care.
He bitches at me all the time too. He's a funny little fucker.
If you pay 10 and you pump 4 extra cents and you jet, is that what you do?
Yep.
Fuck them. Too bad, man. That gas is too expensive, you know.
Yeah, I get my 4 cents in.
Good. You get your 4 cents in. That adds up in a whole year. You make out $30.
About it. It's like 12 grand.
Yeah, 12 grand. That's clones math, everybody. Clones math moment. All right, cool. You want to call the gas station and talk to them about that, or we can call the donut
sure,
shop.
Sure.
Let's do the gas station first, since we're talking about gas.
Joey Boots has joined the chat room.
Joey Boots. All right. Doesn't he have a webcam on?
I
got gas. He joined and he left. I don't know. Whatever. Fuck Joey Boots anyway.
I'm gonna kick him in.
He's an ass.
You should tell him, like, when you're going
to. No Joey Boots jokes.
With the gas, be like, I want to sell some gas
Joey
back
Boots,
to you.
Yeah,
like they do with electric company.
Neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I need somewhere to stockpile it. Will you buy it?
Stockpile. All right, hang on. I'm going to do that now. I've got to find a song. Milkman and Madman, hang on. I got you on mute because we're going to do a call real quick. I need to find a song to play here. And we'll play this.
Are you trying to get crazy with this?
This is old. But, all right. Yeah, hang that up. There you go. And hang on, clone. We'll be right back with the next first prank call of the night. Go for it, gas. Sell it back.
Okay.
If they pick up.
Go for it, gas.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I got a couple of questions for you. Is this go for it, gas?
Yes, it is.
All right. I first off, my name's Johnny.
Okay.
Okay. I'm kind of new in the area, and I just moved here out of Colorado.
Yep.
And I've got some gas here that I was looking to get rid of. Maybe you could buy it back. I got a half a tanker full.
I would know nothing about buying gas back. You'd have to talk to the guy too during the day.
Who's that? Joe Bob?
His name is Mike.
Mike?
Yep.
What's your name?
My name's Brian.
What?
Brian?
Brian?
Yep.
Is it High Pitch Brian?
Yep.
How you doing, High Pitch?
No, don't call here.
Don't call here anymore. We need to get High Pitch Eric to call that cat, man. I know High Pitch might be listening. He listened to the show last week and the week before.
I thought that was like somebody trying to like pull a prank off of y'all too.
I thought for a second there, I thought it was High Pitch's answering. That's funny as hell.
I know.
Oh man. Half tanker of gas.
Please
that's
enter your destination.
Hang on.
Well, I was gonna go like, I hijacked the truck and I stashed my gas.
There. Yeah, or you just kind of came across a half tanker full
of
gas.
Need a refund. It didn't work.
That's another thing. You just tell them it's a refund.
Didn't work.
It didn't work out. It isn't gonna work out this deal.
No, it doesn't work. It didn't start a fire. I put it on my girlfriend and it didn't light on fire.
It didn't kill the ants.
It didn't burn my house down.
What the fuck, man? The guy said it was going to burn my house down, man. I need the insurance money.
Burn house. What am I going to tell my insurance agent?
Yeah. You want to call Daily Donuts? We also got My Dumb Business in Texas.
My Dumb Business.
My Dumb Business in Texas, exactly.
Really? I'm in Texas.
Yeah, I know. Imagine that. Is that your business?
Where are they at in Texas?
Plano.
Plano?
Yeah.
Do it.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. We'll make it up. Don't touch my arm, Will. That's gay. Don't be a gay. Hang on. I'm just playing with you, man. We'll play a song here. We'll play some Biz Markie. No. Yes, no. Yes, yes, we will. All right, hang on, clone. Hang on, everybody.
Ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on
TV. Hi, is this My Dumb Business?
No, this is EDS, the corporation.
EDS is the corporation? Are you guys in Plano?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I was just interested in your business. What exactly do you guys do there?
We're an information technology company.
Okay, and that has something to do with the web, right?
No, we do web hosting, all kinds of services.
Well, it has something to do with the web if you do web hosting, right? You make motherboards, too?
No, sir.
Is there anyone that I can speak to about your web hosting?
You would have to call during business hours, which are 8 to 5 Central
Time. Are you the answering service?
This is the corporate switchboard.
Oh, the corporate switchboard. Is anyone awake over there? How are you doing this evening?
Just fine.
What's your name?
Sir, is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I was just curious, you know, what really makes your business tick? What's the big seller? Sell me on it.
What line of business are you looking for?
Well, I'm a web advertiser, web hosting, web mastering, and all that.
You would have to speak to someone in sales.
In sales?
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone awake this time of the night?
No, sir. Business hours are 8 to 5 Central Standard Time.
I work at night. I work mainly on the porn sites, you know, hosting for pedophiles and stuff.
Is there a question that you have?
I was just looking for someone maybe that could help me out with the web hosting. I need to drop off a few servers, I guess. I really don't want to keep on hosting these pedophiles, you see, and I want to give them a place to go. So I would need someone else to set that up for me. I guess that's a question, if you could phrase it as such.
So you're looking for someone in sales for web hosting?
That would possibly be, I guess, the direction I'm going in. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
I did not give you my name.
Oh, okay. But this is the EDS Corporation?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, I did reach the right number.
I'm not sure, because I'm not sure that EDS will cater to pedophiles.
Really? Well, it's the web. I mean, there's not much.
It doesn't matter, could, but the content, the company has strict policies on those type of things.
I didn't think major corporations had ethical disturbances in that situation.
How many major corporations have you dealt with?
4 or 5, to be exact, ma'am. You don't have to put me down in my place or anything like that.
I wasn't, but I'm just stating.
Well, you made me feel like a fucking bum from the street saying that.
I'm trying to tell you that your assumption isn't necessarily true.
Okay, well, you don't have to make me feel like a freaking bum saying that, you know, phrasing it in such a, you know, oh, how many corporations have you dealt with? Well, yada, yada, yada. I'm fucking bigger than you. My nuts are 9 feet round. You know, what the hell?
Sir, I would suggest that you call back and speak to sales during business hours. Otherwise, I'm going to forward your call to security because your use of profanity is inappropriate.
Okay, forward my call to security.
All right, then, your name?
Johnny Roach.
One moment, Mr. Roach.
All right, let me clear the line. Hang on. I believe we're clear.
That was bullshit.
That was bullshit, wasn't it?
Security.
Yeah, I know. Bullshit. She wanted. I was going to tell you to patch me in as your boss, Mr. Cross, and I was going to ask her how to spell the name of her company.
Well, dude, I'm on the computer. You could have messaged me.
Oh, I did. Look at your AOL.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Imagine that.
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day. That's the anthem, get your damn hands up. All right, well, you bitched me last week for cutting you off short, so we got more numbers here to do. That's obviously not my damn business. excuse me for coughing. Hankook Supermarket, an Asian woman answered. All right, cool. I'm gonna. All right. You want to call, Will? You want to do it? Will's too nervous.
I'll talk with the Asian.
You want to talk to the Asian?
No, let somebody else.
Let someone else talk to the Asian? I guess it's going to have to be me. All right, I'll talk to the Asian. Hang on, everybody. We need some Asian music. Any ideas? I don't have Kung Fu Fighting, so don't say that one.
Kung Fu Fighting?
Nope, not Kung Fu Fighting. Damn. Not that one. I don't fucking know.
Anything on my AOL, bitch.
Hey, I did. I messaged somebody, I guess. I don't know.
It wasn't.
Someone's like, Mr. Cross, who the fuck? Huh?
Don't make me have to be a fucking stoner.
I know. That
much.
Milkman said that, not me. I just translated it, man.
I love you, Milkman.
Yeah. He says nothing.
Milk,
he's chuckling from Milkman. All right, here comes this song. I don't know, The Hustle. All right, fuck, I'm not gonna play this shit. There we go. All right, hang on, folks. Here comes another prank call. You standing out for this one, clone?
Yeah, I'll stay on.
Super. Hello?
Yes.
Hankook?
Oh?
Hankook?
Yes?
He talking, huh? He called? Yes.
He's not here right now.
Oh, when is he going to be back?
He's not coming back tonight.
Well, tomorrow?
Yeah.
What time he's at work?
I'm not sure.
Do you have any wires down there?
He's my own boss.
Yeah, do you have any wires?
Oh, he's so
hey, stupid, do you have any wires?
Maybe.
What kind of wires? Do you have metal wires or just the plastic ones?
I don't know.
Do you have a man I can talk to? I need to talk about your spaces, please.
There's nobody in here.
Shut up, please. Shut up. Please shut up. Shut up, please. Can you put... Is there anyone else I can talk to? Maybe someone with a penis? Hello. Hey, I hear shopping carts.
There's dusty beef curtains.
Dusty beef curtains. That's it. We're done.
Oh.
I fucked up, clone, big time.
All right, man.
All right. I'm gonna go.
All right, man.
Thanks for calling in, man. Get your shit fixed already, man. You're like Tuck.
Love you later.
Yeah, whatever, man. See you.
See you.
Bye.
Love you a long time. We got a new listener, Clarito.
We have a new listener, all right. Who?
Sweet Kisseris got us a new listener, Papa Bear down in Georgia. Say howdy, Papa Bear.
Papa Bear.
Howdy, Papa Bear.
Yeah, well, good for you, Papa Bear. I don't know what the hell you guys. These guys got like some kind of trucker cabbie talk here that they talk. Yes. Like, dude, we got your ears on there, big buddy, all 10-4, like that. So, yeah. Tuck says, have Dirk
come back.
Have Boy, Dirk Riker. Call Carlito Nunu. Who's Dirk? Dirk Diggler? Hell yeah.
I mean, that's
man.
Appleseed.
Appleseed? Andy? Fuck Andy. He's a punk ass bitch.
Breaker 1-9.
He's a traitor. I got Will now. We need that.
We got a big old convoy. Play a song tonight, Convoy, for him. CW McCall.
Yeah. Yeah. Clone is upset at Tuck for calling him Tuck. Fuck Tuck, he says. Tuck says he remembers why Clone was so boring. So, wow, we got a war already. Too bad they're in different chat rooms, but. But breaking news here, everybody. Tuck and Clone Homegrown, they're both. They have beef with each other. You heard it here first.
Dusty beef curtains.
Whatever. Nunu
that was
says
a wrestler on the WWF.
Yeah. Hey, asses. We're gonna do another prank call. I'm gonna call back that EDS place. Let's do that now. All right. God help me. They're gonna forward me to security. I'm gonna I'm gonna get written up, huh?
Go ahead. You have ED.
ED. I like that. Actually, that's kind of funny. I'm so high. This is great.
I've tried Viagra, but now I'm trying Strix and
I got EDS.
I got ED, but no S.
Yeah, give me some S. Break me off some S. I need a web host for some S.
You got a big round S there,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah, I love that. I didn't pass the bowl. How rude of me. It's my house, Will. Deal with it. You know? You want to get your own bowl, you want to bring your own bowl. Listen.
Y'all up in Carlito's madhouse crib now, man, so you got to watch out and don't be double bogey now.
No, I had some last time, but he cut it short.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, you did bring weed last time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Man, we got to get some of that. I got to get some of that goody-goody again. Yeah. All right, Outkast. We play Outkast now. Now we play Outkast, everybody. And now we do a prank call. We're going to call back that EDS place. Stand by.
Let's make it happen, everybody.
Good evening, EDS.
Hi, how you doing?
How can I help you?
Jack Valente here. I was wondering, do you guys have any business hours right now? I'm looking into some hosting for a local website here in town in Plano.
You sound just like Mr. Roach that called in reference to...
I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, what? I sound like who?
Sir, did I not just speak with you?
No, you did not just speak to me. What is your name?
Would you like to speak to someone in security in one moment?
I'll speak to someone in security. So what's this? Why don't you speak to security? They got some weak-ass security here. They take forever to answer the phone. We'll have security any second now, folks. Hello?
This is Security Officer Francisco. May I help you?
Hey, Francisco, what's going on, man?
Not much.
I'm interested in some web hosting. I don't know why she transferred me over to you, but I'm interested in some web hosting. I'm trying to find out if I can get that done. And okay. I have the wrong number? What's going on here?
Mr. Valente.
Yes.
But the person you are speaking right now, you speak before me, is the operator.
Okay, then why is she transferring me over to security? I don't understand.
The reason she transferred you to security is because she told you that you need to call during business hours.
Sir, she didn't say that to me at all. I just called in now. It's 9:10 p.m., sir, and I just called in to get some information on web hosting pricing. She called me a roach, which I guess has something to do with the fact that I'm Italian-American, and then she puts me through to security. So what's the deal here, sir?
Okay, this is what happened. We had a gentleman that come in, they called in not too long ago with
mm-hmm.
the same thing.
Mm-hmm. How convenient.
Yes.
I don't appreciate this at all, sir.
What kind of web hosting are you talking about?
Homeowners Association. 5 of them are getting together and they want to do some web hosting.
Okay.
I don't understand. No, I want to have her name and I want to talk to the owner. Are you the owner, sir?
No, sir.
And this is, how do you spell the name of your company?
It's EDS.
Okay, how do you spell EDS?
Just like you see it. E-D-S.
Okay, I have here E-D-I-E-S as the name of the company.
Oh.
So how do you, I mean.
Then you called the wrong company, sir.
Okay, this is not E-D-S?
This is EDS.
Okay, good. We called you. Now, can you give me a pricing? We're talking, we need about 500 megabytes up and down and about 12 JPEGs on it.
Okay.
All right. HTTP, SWF, PDF,
okay,
OPP.
Listen, just a minute.
NWA.
You still Mr. Valente, right?
CMOS.
Okay, Mr. Valente.
Si, Valente.
This is security officer.
Hablo español también.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Podría.
Oh, here we go. Now you got to speak Spanish to me, huh?
Well, I.
This piece of trash.
You say speak Spanish.
That doesn't mean I don't want to speak. I'm a piece of trash cockroach, like she said on the phone, right?
Excuse me.
I'm a cockroach. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. I'm a piece of shit CR, okay? There.
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm not saying it.
Apparently.
That. Okay.
Okay, you're saying it too. You know, that's the saddest thing that Hispanics like you. It was discriminating it. You know what?
Listen. You are turning. I don't know how you're getting everything. You are turning everything around.
I'm sick.
Okay.
I'm sick at this.
Let me begin.
Slowly, please.
Okay.
Slowly.
Right now, we'll be here. We are at 2300, 13 minutes. Right now, at this time.
What are you talking about? It's 9:13.
Okay.
It's 9:13 p.m. Okay.
Over here.
Okay, so what?
What time is over there? Where are you at?
9:13 p.m. here.
9:13 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to need you to do is call back at the number that you call tomorrow morning, and you can call, let's see, over there is 9. You can call about, let's see. About 11 o'clock.
This is taking too long.
Okay.
Okay.
You can call about 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And they're going to transfer you to the people who you need to talk to.
I want to make this happen. Let's make this happen tonight. I want to work with your people. Can we make this happen?
Well, sir, right now there is nobody here that you can talk to.
How many dick in your life you suck?
Excuse me?
How can I make this happen? Exactly.
Okay, see, you are going sarcastic now.
Oh, you called me a cockroach a second ago.
No.
No.
You did it yourself.
The woman said it, though.
No.
The woman
the
said
it. The reason she called you like that is because we had a Johnny Raj that called.
Johnny Raj?
And she thought that you was the same guy.
Well, she didn't say Raj. She said Roach.
Okay.
You said Johnny Rosh. I don't even know who Johnny Rosh is.
Okay.
I know Thomas Raj.
So we had the same call, and she thought it was the same guy.
All right. Is Mike Oxmall over there?
Excuse me?
I have a contact name here, Mike Oxmall.
Mike Oxmall.
Mike Oxmall.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
How do you spell his last name?
O-X-S-M-A-L-L. First name, Mike.
O-X-S-M-O-L?
Yes.
Okay, we don't have anybody with that name, sir.
What name did you look up exactly?
O-X-S-M-O-L, Mike.
Mike Oxmall?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, I guess you don't have him then. So
and like you said, you give me a first that you have... What do you say the name of the company? E-D-S-I-S?
E-D-I-E-S-E-S. E-S?
Okay.
Is it?
No.
How
this
is it?
It's just E-D-S.
Where is it over there, then?
This is Electric Data System.
How much you money make?
Excuse me?
How you people money make?
Oh, but with the
how much dick in your life you suck?
With electronics.
Okay. I don't know where else to go with this, man. I mean, you're it's weak sauce.
Like I said, you need to call in during business hours.
What about, do you have
right
John, is John,
nobody here.
Can you look for John Young, see if you can transfer his voicemail?
Hold on. Charlie Ford, stand by.
I stand by.
You say Young?
John Young. Can you repeat it for me, please?
John Young.
Yes. No, you're supposed to say Jung. You're Mexican. You're supposed to say John Jung.
Okay, see? You see, who's sarcastic over here?
You are. Now you're laughing at me. It's funny, huh?
I'll tell you.
You know what? I'm going to pray to God tonight.
Okay, me too.
I'm going to pray to God tonight that he doesn't get angry at you and you lose your job or you have an accident or anything like that. Anything. Because, you know, God doesn't like it when you make fun of your own people, man.
Well, see.
You know, you call me the S word.
Who's making fun or who now?
Who called me the cockroach?
Exactly. See,
who called me a cockroach? Just because I'm Peruano doesn't mean, you know, I know Peruano, a Mexican, you know, we got our beef.
How can I find Young?
Well, that's great. Isn't that great? This is just fucking great. How many dick in your life you suck?
And just to let you know, this line is recording.
You know what? I don't give you permission to record it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't give you permission to record it. So let's get the master file right now here and delete it.
So...
I don't give you permission.
What do you need to do, sir?
I don't give you permission. I don't give you permission.
You need to
sir, I don't give you permission. I don't give you.
Business hours.
I don't give you permission.
That's going to be from 8 a.m.
How much dick in your life you suck? How much dick?
Monday through Friday.
How much you suck?
Okay.
You suck. I don't give you permission.
Well...
I don't give you permission to do this to me.
You see, you calling to...
The cock's ball.
You called me. She called me the word.
You calling to a business?
Uh-huh. You call...
This business...
I'm a business, too.
...are recording regardless.
You know what? I'm a business. I record all my calls, and I don't operate out of a shoebox like you do. Okay? So you count all your receipts, and
all
you
right,
do your
so
taxes, and
like
you get
I tell you,
your pennies.
You need to call Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have your job.
Two, five,
you know, yeah. Don't worry about it. I will pray for you. I'm going to pray for you tonight, okay?
All right. You're
okay,
welcome,
go to hell. Bye.
I love you.
I don't know what the hell that was all about. That went nowhere fast.
That was funny. That idiot would have stayed on all night.
I guess. Well, he's recording my call. Well, guess what? I'm recording your call too, asshole. So fuck it. Oh, no. Oh, no. So am I. Big deal. This song is still playing. Hang on. There we go. All right, folks.
Carlito, we ought to call Charlie Patton the hypochondriac, man.
He hates me. He hates me. Charlie Patton hates me.
No, he supposedly got married.
Yeah, we said this last week and he didn't pick up the phone. He's an ass. Right.
No, we have his new number.
All right. All right, well... Let's see here. Clone Homegrown on AOL said to tell them at EDS you're in Grapevine, Texas. Well, it's too late. I don't have that. I'm on the line anymore. Shit, yeah, in Australia says Carlito, right back at you. Shit, yeah. Athena says, I love you. Good, I love you too. She's not listening, but she says she loves me. I'm loved. Isn't that nice? Does everybody have love here? Will, you
is
got love.
Is she still
here?
Down?
I got all the love.
Yeah, Will's got love. Milkman's got love, and Madman, he doesn't look for love. Madman gets that night
move. I got lots of
love. Madman, I got lots of love, man. I'm Milkman. I got love, everybody. All right, so Milkman is sending in a number for Charlie Patton. Mr. Patton. What's the name of the priest that they call him as? Father McDougan? I suppose that's it. All right. Let's do that, everybody.
Married this girl here. He's hoping that she'll die first so he can get her inheritance.
How's she going to die first? Isn't he dead already? Hasn't he died 10 times by now?
He's going to bore her to death or try and dunk her into the bathtub a few times.
Yeah, what's Madman saying? Madman report.
Try to get him to put something funny in the microwave.
Hey, that's an idea right there. Maybe he'll do it. I'll make him a holy sandwich.
How many dicks do you...
Confess over the phone. We gotta talk to Crazy Fucker later tonight. Coming up next, everybody. Don't miss out on that. We got a lot of show left here tonight. It is now 12:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 9:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the West Coast.
And confess to, you know, touching the small little boy. Confess.
I don't think Charlie Patton. You gotta put the mic right up here.
I'm at the church.
Uh-huh, the church?
Yeah.
Hey, right. I have a premise here on why you're calling here.
Oh, hang on.
Hang
on, everybody. Milkman has an idea. Go ahead, Milkman.
Okay, if you need to, you can call in and say you're an old friend. He used to live in Springfield, Illinois. Tell me you're from old friend from Springfield, Illinois.
Is that where he used to be from? Is that the deal?
Yeah, he used to live there.
He used to live there? All right, good. Well, we'll do that then. How about that? Good idea. We'll call him from Springfield, Illinois.
That way you may not scare him off the pastor thing.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we'll do that. Let's get that ready here. Charlie Patton coming up next. If my RAM will cooperate, I can click on Win App.
Give him a brief rundown of the history of Charlie Patton and his association with the madhouse.
I don't know. Charlie Patton, he's a hypochondriac. That means you make up illnesses for attention, okay? And we called him once, and we had him drop his cordless phone in a tub full of water to cure him.
Baptismal service.
A baptismal thing. He fell for it. He did it. The next week, we got him to go outside and yell.
His phone on air.
Yeah, but the next day, he went outside, and we got him to yell, "Take me home, Jesus." And then he hung up on us. And after that, he hasn't really liked us anymore, so... yeah, well, we haven't talked to him in a while.
To bend over and receive the light from Jesus.
Yes, that's bend over and receive the light from Jesus. Very good. Forgot about that.
There, kind of hit it.
Yeah, that's what I did tell him.
Tonight we should try to get him to put the cross and something else in the microwave.
A cross? Did they get the Bible? I had him read some weird
Bible
verse. Didn't I just pull a Bible verse out of my ass and he read it? Remember, wasn't that like the last time I talked to him?
Yeah, he was. He was brilliant that night.
Yeah, it was actually like really on spot. Like it kind of, I said, "What does that mean to you?" And he started going off on it. "Oh, it means that I got to cure myself." Yeah. All right, man. Well, we'll try that. Let's do that right now. What should I play here? I don't want to play that. I want to play that.
Yeah.
We play that too much. I don't know.
Play the Joker.
I don't have a Joker. What Joker?
Steve Miller Band.
No, I don't want to. How's that? We're gonna play this.
Joker, I'm a smoker.
No, I'm sorry, Milkman. Your request is denied. I'll be right back after this, folks.
Call
me
Patton.
Answer Charlie Patton.
I'm gonna get Deborah Mansfield's number ready.
Goodbye.
I don't know what the message
enter
said.
Enter your destination number now.
Good work, Milkman. Hang on, let me try another number right quick here.
Here's Deborah Mansfield's number.
Your current balance will allow
will
you to talk
good
for
job on her
4 hours, 46 minutes, 57 seconds.
We made her laugh last week. That was funny.
Yeah.
Where's Nugs at, man?
I'm supposed to call in tonight.
Hello?
I want to remind you.
Hello.
This is the donut shop?
Yes, this is Deli Donut Shop.
Do you guys still do the sandwiches, man? They used to come in for those crappy-ass sandwiches all the time, but they were pretty cheap.
The sandwich? Yeah.
Yeah. You guys got soup?
Soup?
Yeah.
Noodle soup?
No, not noodle soup. Soup. Come on, man.
No.
Aw, man. You don't have the corn soup anymore?
Corn soup? No.
Are you British or some shit? Wow, that's a great way. Are you British or some shit? That was brilliant, Carlos. Carlito. Who's Carlos?
The fuck is that? What was that?
I have no clue.
Who's that?
Probably picking up somebody else.
I guess, man.
What the fuck was that?
We got something coming in here, man. We got... people scrambling in the network. Watch out, folks. Check your IP address.
Uh-huh.
Be sure to check your IP address. I don't know where that came out. We need to do a break real quick. A live phone appearance of Sonny Landham costs $300 for 20 minutes for 20 minutes per Nunu, and we've had at least $400 worth of him. You know, I did call that guy. You know who Sonny Landham is? He's this actor guy.
Yeah. He's that guy that died in Species or something, wasn't it? A Predator.
He died in Predator. What is that? You heard that?
It was ringing.
I swear to God, I heard something ringing.
We smoking too much.
That's Milkman doing that, man. Hey, Milkman, knock it off, all right?
You guys are roasting, man. I ain't mean.
Yeah, we're high. That's funny. Yeah, what were we talking
about? I'm sorry, but whenever you reach a dump early hour assistance.
Hey, well, what was that shit we were talking about right before the show started that was funny? I forgot, too, man. Wow. I know. We should keep smoking till we remember. Right.
Oh, my.
Or forget that you didn't remember.
Yeah, whatever. It'll be a good time regardless. We need to take a break, like I keep saying, but Milkman keeps interrupting me. I'm
burn
sorry.
The whole sack up, Willie.
See what I mean? Burn it to hell. It's 12:28. We're going to come back in about 5 minutes. We're going to play some stuff here real quick for about 5 minutes. Actually, I think it might be less than that, dude. 1, 2, 3. We're going to be back like in 4 minutes. Hey, all right, man. Quick break, everybody, and then we're going to come back and knock it out of here. We'll do about another hour of show, perhaps, or so. So be tuned. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Damn it. You're listening to Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com. Yeah, we'll be right back after this. That's it.
That piece of shit up there, I never liked him. I never trusted him. For all I know, he had me set up and had my friend Angel Fernandez killed.
I see, motherfucker.
But that's his. Right here, he's not.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Smoke some weed!
What's up, everybody? I heard this song in a while. And why? Straight up 95 right here,
98.6, the Mal.
Yes.
98.6, the Mal.
Anyway.
I love it.
So here we is. More pranks, gentlemen, so we can get out of here, finally. Do our 2 hours. I need numbers. Here's a plea, everybody. Lonesome Loser, whoever's listening right now.
Look here. I just sent in Deborah Mansfield.
We'll try calling her. We cracked her up last week, that's for sure. We also got Hawaiian Holy Smokes. Hawaiian Holy Smokes. That's in Hawaii. Imagine that. Will, huh? Fucking Hawaii, right? Hell yeah. That's where I'm going to get married. Because you can't marry men. Sorry. You live in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Were you like a military kid or something?
Yeah.
No wonder. Navy then, huh?
Yeah,
Navy. Same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't say the Marine Corps is in the Navy. The Marine Corps is in the Navy. Don't try. Yeah. A friend was in the Marines and he used to tell me he hated cashing his check because it said Navy on it. He used to tell me that. I don't know if it's true, but I don't know if it's an exaggeration. There it is. Milkman was in the...
Marines are part of the Navy.
Milkman is a former Eagle Scout, everybody, so he knows how that feels.
Exactly.
Supposedly...
He accused me of being a Cub Scout.
Is that Blackout in the chat room? Why would Blackout be in the chat room? Isn't he on the air right now? I don't understand. If that's you, Blackout, listening...
What chat room?
The R... On the R, as we call it here. On PCR, prankcallradio.com. Prankcallradio.com, everybody. All right, let's hear it for prankcallradio.com. Yeah. Let's hear it for madhouselive.com. All right. Thank you. Anyway, we got to continue on with this shit. In the chat room, we got people saying anyone with good shit deserves on Howard 100 and 101. Yeah, Big Pat. I know it's a nice idea, but they'll never put a prank call radio show on commercial radio. Do you agree with that, Will? I mean,
hey, if Sai is involved, then it's blacked out.
Yeah,
I'm high again.
All right, Will's high again.
days in office space for some reason.
It's alright, man.
Smoke too much weed every day.
That's right, that's what he did.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
That's the wrong one. Madman, what's your weed level over there, Madman? How you doing?
Are you kidding me? You want me to talk about that in the air?
No, okay, no, I'm just saying, are you high? Yeah. I mean, what's the problem? Don't be afraid.
Oh, I'm stoned.
Good, alright, well, that's good. We're just checking
always
in.
Stoned. I'm like a walking corpse.
Yeah, is you stoned or is you not? Hey, can you do can you verify for me in the chat room the guy named Crouton with a K? Is that Prankmaster? That's my guess. I think I'm good at smoking him out.
Let me look. I can tell you.
Check into that for me.
I don't know. He was saying earlier that he was new.
Nah, that's Prankmaster. DTT is confirming that Blackout, this is not Blackout, it's a fan of Blackouts. Well, cool. Well, welcome, fan of Blackout. He's got a number here he wants me to call. Is it or not?
No.
It's kind of from Michigan, so it's not.
All right, well, if you guys are sure.
Well, no, but the Michigan proxy.
Oh, okay. So it's legit then? So
it
what,
could be.
So a proxy, that's usually overseas, right? 99% of the time?
No, a lot of Comcast proxies.
Oh, really? A lot of AOL one too, right? A lot of people, a lot of servers block AOL, AOL because they get proxied a lot, I think. I don't know. I don't know shit about it. Oh, look, we got a Sexaholics Anonymous, a gay guy answered there.
Yes.
That's Fresno, California.
We have to call that one.
We do. Oh, man.
Yes.
Sexaholics Anonymous. Or we can call the Holy Smokes. Let's do that.
Baholic. You have to get Deborah Mansfield on the line and then connect her with the Sexaholics Unanimous.
Nah, that'll never work. Well, we can try.
Make you stop having sex or just to get more sex? Like a.
Hey, Dana, wait. Have Homeboy Willie talk to Deborah.
Have who? Will? Will?
Have your Homeboy Willie talk to him.
He's afraid to use the phone, he says. He makes a living on the phone.
No, man. Tell him it's an old, angry, drug addicted, alcoholic black lady. The Rock Brothers and hates crackers.
That's the opposite of Crazy Alice. You crack.
She hates honky. She said she'll burn your house down if you're honky.
Well, that's good. Let me talk to her. All right. Let me handle that. Will's on the spot. He's scared. He's shy. He's like a turtle right now. So let's all.
Oh, that's all right, man. He can go wash his floors after call's over.
You're talking way too loud, too milkman. You know. Yeah. Respect.
All right,
respect,
man.
Respect, man. Respect. I just play. I can't do this for much longer. I'm being really stupid tonight. Okay. Hang on,
hey,
folks.
Does anybody know what the Java link is to the PCU chat room?
It's blah, blah, blah. PCUradio.com/chat/join /RSS.PDF/chat.jpg. It's fucked up, right? I had your.
No, that's the picture.
Oh, yeah, that's the picture. That's the chat picture. I don't know. It's on my webpage. Why the hell can't people figure it out, man? I don't know.
Because I can't open the browser and tell it.
I don't know. Someone figure it out. You do
so
that.
It's on Madhouse Live?
Yes, madhouselive.com. Just go there and join the chat.
Okay, go to Madhouse Live. People are messaging me.
All right, and we're going to call Deborah Mansfield now. All right, hang on, folks. Our friend, Deborah.
They said because the internet's stupid, that's why they can't figure it out.
It's all Milkman's fault, man.
Hello?
Hey, Debbie, what's up, baby?
I don't know.
What's up with them niggas?
Who is this?
What's up with them niggas?
With what niggas?
You niggas, man.
Huh?
I'm a honky-ass cracker, you like that?
Your what?
I got a flat ass, and I smell like potatoes.
Who is this?
I smell like potatoes, Deborah.
Well, good.
Come here and shuck my potato.
Do what?
Shuck my potato.
Shuck your potato.
Yeah, you know how to do that?
No.
You put
I'm
your teeth in.
Girl.
You put your teeth in first.
No, you know I believe your mother would do it better than me.
She does too.
Crazy bastard.
You too. I love that lady.
You got a peeled skin back, baby.
You got to peel it back.
I'm sorry for using the N-word, Will. Please don't kick my ass.
I'm half white.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Right on.
I make fun of black people and white people.
Good, man.
That's what's up.
Screw them all. I make fun of Puerto Ricans all the time.
I hate black
people. Oh, Willie, man. You should let Willie get on that one, man.
Yeah. Willie needs a chance to warm up. He's on probation still. I mean, you know, as far as the show's concerned.
Okay.
Not that probation.
Yet on probation.
Yeah, all right.
Never.
No, yeah, not that probation. I mean, on a.
I'm going on.
You're checking out the show. You're on a review phase. I don't know. Whatever.
You gotta check out with his parole officer.
I got.
Well, I don't know.
You ever got a
PTI?
Yeah.
Pre-trial or some.
Pre-trial intervention.
Yeah.
I had that. That was cool.
Yeah. So hopefully I don't.
Hey, I'm in the PCI chat.
PCI. We have a PCI. Prank Call International.
Yeah. PCI card chat.
Oh, I get it. PCI. What's that stand for? That's the slot on your computer.
Yeah.
PC. I don't know what PCI stands for.
Peripheral Component Interface.
All right, man. Look, man. Coming out of the 80s. Good work, man. Whatever that means. HTTP.
Somebody call him in with the ISONIC.
What's an ISONIC?
Exactly.
Oh, at work? Really? Some dude called me yesterday with Windows 95. I was like, what? It's like, yo, I was connected to the internet. Like, no, you I wanted to say, no, you weren't, man. Yeah, go ahead, Milkman.
Man, I want to request, since this last call with Deborah, that we play Ride the White Horse here, like, very soon, like, in the next term.
Who made that song, Ride the White Horse?
I don't know, but it's one of my favorites.
They were a one-hit wonder, so I'm not
one of the Madhouse classics.
Yeah, we'll play that next. Hang on, let me get that Ride the White Horse.
Alright.
This show is really slowed down right now. Ride the White. Not Wide Horse, it's the White. Here we go. Laid Back? That's the name of the group, for real? I just know the song. This song takes forever to start up, too, man. I have to fast forward it here. Hang on.
Yeah, but it's a good one.
There we go. There we go. Alright. Just for you, Milkman.
Yeah.
I had it here, see, the whole time. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
Come on, pick up. Marty, the lonely soul.
Hello, we are unable to answer right now.
Well, you're not really fucking friendly, are you, Bill?
Please start transmission.
Well, tell him that.
To leave a voice message, please speak after the beep. Thank you.
Yeah, you're not really fucking friendly, are you, Bill?
Carlito.
That sounded funny the first time. Yes, Milkman, go ahead.
Do you still have the number for the neighbors with the lesbian neighbor and the gay guy for Willie Mays? When we called down there at one time and they were cussing.
We called last
week.
They're
going to beat your ass out in the parking lot in 10 minutes.
Yes. Do I?
Oh, God. If you have that one, that's a classic.
Yeah, yeah. Norman and Jessica. Yeah, I got their number.
They may have had enough time to forget.
Clearwater? I remember these people. Yeah, yeah. Remember we called last weekend at the beginning of the show? Last weekend I was having trouble with the phone, so they couldn't hear me. I could call them. Yeah, let's call Norm. Let's call Norm and Jessica. Let's do that right now. Good idea,
man. It's funny when the dyke gets bitching and then the guy wants to beat your ass. I mean, they're so easy to get going.
She's, we accuse her of being a dyke. I really don't think she is, but it's really funny. I think this is it right here. Hang on, let me play this while I get that ready. Hang on.
No, sorry.
Where's Norman at?
Who's this?
Tim Searcy?
Who?
Tim Searcy. I was looking for Norman, please.
Tim Searcy?
Yes.
No, Norm stepped out. May I ask to call
him? Where's he at? He's pretty late.
Sorry, who are you?
My name is Tim Searcy, I said.
I understand who you are.
Well, who are you? Who are you at? Are you the maid?
You know what? You can go fuck yourself, call him the telephone.
Hey, bitch, don't talk to me like that, woman. Rude bitch.
Whoa.
You need to stop calling foul.
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck you are, and you're calling my house.
Why don't you write it down? Why don't
you? Who the fuck are you?
Put your man on the phone, I said.
Fuck you. I'll have the cops say. Just leave me the fuck alone.
I'm not scared. I want to talk to your man.
I don't care if you're not scared. Just what? Get the fuck off my phone.
Man business, you cunt.
Fuck you, asshole.
Cunt. Now put your man on the phone or go clean or something. Okay, that's it.
We'll allow you to talk for
4 hours, 44 minutes, 47 seconds.
She hung up on me twice. I've been trying to call you.
Sorry about that. Who is this?
This is Billy Mays, your neighbor of yours. I was trying to call her. You know, she said the F word to me.
This is who?
She said that Billy Mays, your neighbor, Billy Mays.
Billy Mays?
Yes, yes.
Yes, something came up on the ID.
Oh, my God, Jessica.
Who is this?
Oh, my God, can you believe it?
Who?
Turn on the TV, you have to see this.
Who is this?
Turn on the TV. You have to see what's happening. It's crazy. Put on channel 32.
Okay, hold
on. All right.
Dude, who is this call, man?
It's Billy.
Billy who?
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays?
Yeah, just turn it on channel 32. It's crazy. Come on, Jess.
I'm doing it. It's not working.
What are you doing right now?
I'm turning the TV on. What the fuck?
Were you sleeping?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to my mother for a minute. Hold on.
Your mom? Huh?
It's not working.
Turn on your stupid TV.
Fuck. Okay, I got it now. Hold on. 32. Okay. PGA Golf?
Yeah, man. Isn't that crazy?
You're kidding me, right?
It's fucking awesome, Jessica.
You mean put on golf?
Yeah. What's it like not cleaning the house?
What?
What's it like not cleaning the house?
Why did you say that?
Why don't you clean the house?
Shut up, ass.
You need to clean that.
Who is this? Wait a minute.
Huh?
This isn't Billy Mays. Who is it?
It's Billy.
Billy who?
Billy Mays.
Shut up.
You sound like you're in panties and a long shirt.
What are you doing? Who is this?
Are you in panties and a long shirt right now?
No, who is this?
What are you wearing?
Who is this?
I talked dirty to you the other day, remember?
No.
Yeah, I was like...
Is this Will?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Jess.
No, who is this?
Yeah.
Okay, if you're Will, then what's your last name?
Hudson.
No.
No, seriously, I gotta talk. I'm a friend of Norm's. He told me to give you a call.
Really? So why don't you get on the phone with Norm then?
Well, he's trying to hook us up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So why'd you call private caller?
Because I don't want you to have my real name.
Because I don't know you.
No, because I'm married.
No, really, you're married.
Yeah, have you ever thought about getting with a married man?
Who is this before I hang up the phone?
It's Taboo, baby.
If you don't tell me your name, I'll...
My name is Bill Taboo.
Tell me what your name is or I'm hanging up the phone.
Mike Oxmall.
What is it?
Mike Oxmall.
Really, what's your name?
Mike Oxmall.
I'm being Mike Oxmall, very funny.
You're Coxmall? I knew you were a lesbian, you bitch.
Who is this?
You're cock small.
That's what you just said your name was, dumbass.
Yeah, you got a small pee-pee.
Who is this?
My name is Mike Cock Small.
Alright, I'll let you go, dude.
Alright, can I speak to Norman, though?
No.
Alright, man.
Please don't call again, then.
I'm going to call, maybe, I might call you next week.
No, don't call me.
Come on. I'm just doing this. This is my way of courting a woman.
If I don't know you and you're not going to tell me what your name is, then don't call back.
Look at the TV and look who's golfing and you'll see who I am.
You're not a golfer.
Yes, I am.
You're a golfer.
Yes.
And you're on channel 32.
That's me right now, baby.
Stuart Appleby.
Yep.
That's not you.
I'm Stuart Appleby.
Who is this?
Watch, you don't believe I'm Stuart Appleby? Watch this drive. Watch this. Watch this. Oh, yeah, you saw that? You saw that, Will? Will knows. So, yeah, man, Stuart App will be here.
Right, and you're in your 40s. You sound like you're 22.
No.
Who are you?
I had a voice transplant.
Dude, what's up with all the games? I mean, why can't you just tell me who you are? You're that much of like an immature shit. You can't say, hi, my name is such and such.
I'm Mr. Appleby to you, woman.
Come on, dude. Get a grip.
Don't call me dude, okay?
This is Dean. Who is this?
This is not Dean. I told you. My name is Mr. Appleberry.
What do you want, dude? You made me wake up to fucking promise.
I want to show you how awesome I am on the TV.
Right, and I don't see you anywhere.
I am on the TV. I told you I'm a golfer.
Okay.
I wanted you to see how sexy I am before I got to talk to you and tell you how I want to take you out to dinner tomorrow.
Who is this?
I'm the guy who's taking you out tomorrow. We're going to Applebee's.
Yeah, right. Okay, anyway, who are you?
What about... Oh, because you don't like Applebee's? It's not good enough for you?
Dude, because I'm losing patience.
I'll take you... You know where I'm taking you tomorrow? Fazoli's.
I can call back this number even though you did call ID. You do know that.
Whatever.
Well, why... If you're not going to tell me who you are, why would I want to ask?
I'm trying to court you. You saw who I am. I'm a millionaire. Come on, let's just do this already.
I know who you are. And I don't give a shit if you're a millionaire. You're creeping me out by you knowing stuff about me and just not telling me what your name is.
What do I know about you? I told you Norm told me to give you a call and try to, you know, get into a relationship. He said you've been alone for too long.
I know Norm didn't tell you that.
He did. He's concerned about you. Remember the argument you had the other day? Yeah, I know all about it.
What argument? We didn't have an argument.
The disagreement the other day?
No.
You had that little tiff? Come on. Mm-mm. Come on. He knows I'm a good guy. I got a lot of money. I'm on the TV.
This is Dean, isn't it?
No, man. I'm Mr. Applebottom.
Dean, what are you doing calling?
I don't know. I'm drunk.
I was going to say, I know it's you, you dumbass.
I'm drunk.
What are you doing, freak? You don't even play golf, Dean.
I know.
You don't play golf, but you're not even on the TV.
I know. I really want to get with you.
What?
I'm drunk, and I just want you to come over, and I want you to just get with me.
Dean.
Yeah.
You're acting like a retard.
But I really want it.
What? Does your girlfriend know you're calling me?
No. You can't tell her.
Your girlfriend doesn't know that you're calling me up and you're telling me Norm wants you to date me.
No, that's not true. I just really want to get with you, though.
You just want to get with me?
Yes.
So how do you know that Norm and I had an argument today?
He told me about it.
He told you?
Yes.
So, you're calling me up and asking me out on a date.
He said you're easy and he said I should call you.
He said I was easy.
Yes. Don't tell him I said this. Oh, my God.
Okay, so what am I supposed to say to him? Like, oh, by the way.
Just don't mention it to him. He doesn't need to know about us.
I think that's just, like, odd that he, I mean, his exact words were exactly what, verbatim, and don't leave anything out.
I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to get into it.
I don't think you're telling the truth. That's how I know you're not telling the truth.
Just come over. We'll talk about it.
Come over?
Yes, I got a bottle of wine. Just come over.
Oh, hi, Chris and Anna.
So what? They're not here.
Where's Chris and Anna?
Chris and Anna are both out for the rest of the night. They're not coming back until tomorrow morning, like around 10.
Around till 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
This is really Dean.
Yes.
Why do you want me to come? I mean, I don't
Jessica, just come over.
Why do you want me to come over?
I just want to be with somebody. I just want to talk to you. I just want to talk to you about this.
But talk to me about what?
It's been on my mind forever. I just need to talk to you about this.
What?
It's just pressing. I just want to tell you how I really feel.
Why are you fucking with me?
Because I've been drunk tonight, and I just realized that I really need to be happy. And I thought of you. You cannot tell Norm about this.
That you're drunk and that you feel...
You know I've been into you, and I've seen you look at me before. Don't even act like you haven't.
Okay. I'm not going to tell Norm you called, but he's going to see the private call. He's going to ask me who called the house.
Tell him over some asshole.
Norm knows that I'll hang out with assholes. I mean, you have to keep in mind, regardless, you know, best friends don't lie to each other, and you're supposed to be best friend too, from what I'm understanding. Or at least one of his good friends. I don't know if you're his best friend.
Who cares what he thinks? Who cares?
What do you mean?
He doesn't need to know.
Oh, where are you going, Jeff? Oh, I'm going over just to talk. You just want me to come over to talk to you?
Yes.
Okay, a minute ago, I was on the phone with you for 10 minutes. You were making up 20 different names.
Because I'm drunk. I'm drunk.
Set you up with me.
Oh, my God. I've had so many cosmopolitans.
Yeah, but Dean, this isn't making sense. And then I asked if you were Dean. You said yes. Well, I don't even know if you really are Dean.
So when can we talk, then?
So how do I know you're Dean? Prove to me you're Dean.
I'm Dean.
Give me proof.
You live over there on Tivoli.
Anybody can know where I live.
Yeah. Come on, Jess, please.
Okay, I got something on my cell phone. What's the name of your father's company?
EDS.
EDS?
Yes.
Not the name of it.
Huh?
Not the name of it.
EDS.
EDS is not the name of it.
Yes, it is. It's EDS. Yes, it is.
Long study. I know.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
That was really good.
Was that good or was that boring? I don't know.
She was raised.
She was all of us. She's like, oh my God, what about your girlfriend?
She was hot.
Yeah, she started believing me for a while. That was kind of sad. Wow. Yeah,
she was trying to figure out how to get around there so she could do it.
Yeah, she wants to get with
she
Dean.
She was like,
She hasn't had a real cock in so long. She's just used to the damn 15 gauge dealers.
Wow. That was fun. She thought I was a golfer for a second.
Excellent golf.
You're a golfer? No way. Oh, man. Well, that's
good. I told you to tell you it's Chichi Rodriguez.
Chichi Rodriguez, man. Isn't that guy
and
dead?
And then do your Eddie accent.
Chichi. Yo, this is Chichi.
No, he ain't dead.
Yo.
He's your third.
Whatever. Clone says he took 4 hits in a row.
Excellent.
All bro. Bigger and bigger, and he puked into the trash can on the 4th. Wow. That's something, huh? Clone is spiraling
Hope
down.
Hope to you, bloke.
Clone's spiraling down a very, very bad road lately. Rev is asking, is Carlito still live and shit? Yeah, Rev, I am. Let's take a break, tough guy, cool guy. Just sit there, relax.
Thursday night is our night.
Just relax, big guy. It's all
Don't
good,
Don't forget that.
You'll get your chance to take over when I'm done in about a half hour. If you don't like it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can do a little stream kick there. But
yeah, you can kick us
Carlito
off.
Carlito has those in that rear.
You can kick us off the air. We'll stay on. You know, we'll be on the other side, and I'm sure that wouldn't be cool. But yeah, man. We love you, Rev.
Madhouse rocks.
You're cool, Rev. You're a cool cat. You're a nice guy. You should call in one night and talk to us and say hi and whatnot.
Bye, Blackout. Thanks for tuning in.
Does Blackout have a number?
You love us and you know it.
Does Blackout have a phone number we can call him at? I'd love to talk to that guy. We'll never talk to him.
I don't know, but he should call us.
He's not going to call us, man. He's busy playing his techno half-freaky-ass game music.
Well, he was in chat for a while.
He was in jail for a week. You know about that? He got arrested. He was in jail. He was in jail like a week ago or something like that.
He went in without soap on the rope, I'm sure.
He got hurt in the anus. No, he's an ass. Yeah? Oh, I have his number right here, dude. I got 2 phone numbers for him, apparently. Well, that's something. Maybe I'll give him a call. I don't know. We'll see about that. I don't know. We gotta call something.
That was hot, man. She was dripping, boy.
She was wet. She was wet.
She was wet.
I'm gonna call Sexaholics Anonymous then, since that's up next. We also have that Hawaiian place. Let me call Hawaiian Holy Smokes first. And hey, man, speaking of calling, if you wanna call in, 888-278-8509. That's the line here. 888-278-8509. Call us. Talk to us. Be with us. Join us. All right. Here comes Hawaiian Holy Smoke. Stand by, everybody. Yeehaw! Yeah, I'm sorry. I muted Madman. I forgot to unmute him. Sorry, dude.
is empty with no brain, but the clever nerd, the best MC.
Hey, what's up, man? Dude,
is this Hawaiian Holy Smokes, man?
Yep.
Right on, man. What do you guys got cartons right now? Menthol.
We don't really have too much cigarettes. We got, like, some American Spirit.
Oh.
And a lot of cigars and, like, blunt wraps.
Oh, blunt wraps. Oh, see, I was trying to dance around the whole thing.
Oh.
You know where the Sheraton is? Am I far away from you guys? Like, this cat, the concierge, is like, where can I get some of that? And he said, give me your numbers. They're like, all right. We need some blunt wraps, so we're trying to get a hookah or a bong. Got like eight people here in town for.
We got some tobacco water pipes. We got a lot of shit.
Oh, tobacco water pipes. I got
what
it.
What you're gonna have to do is you're gonna
wink,
have
wink.
To find out where King Street is.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Hello.
Yeah.
Water, tobacco pipes. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Uh huh.
Word, word.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So you want to try and make it down here, yeah?
Yeah, I could. I mean, I have no idea. I got a rental car.
All right. Well, I'll just give you our address, and I guess you can,
I can't Google it.
Let's see. You're in Waikiki, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you're gonna have to cross the Alawai.
How you spell that?
A-L-A.
A-L.
And then new word, W-A-I.
Alway.
Alawai is the
Alway.
Canal that runs, like, parallel to Waikiki.
Alway? Okay, I get on the Alway, I gotcha.
Well, you don't get on it. It's, Alawai is the canal. It's like a river in the back of Waikiki.
Oh, so it's like a ferry?
No. It's just like a sewage canal, pretty much.
Oh, that's big, ew, pretty man. Pretty much. That sucks.
And then,
so you guys are there?
No, you gotta cross that, like, go to McCulley Street.
McCullough Street.
So you're going to be going down. You know where Diamond Head is?
Yeah, that's where that. That's where those Japs did that shit.
Yeah, you want to go away from that.
Oh, yeah.
Away from
that
on whatever street until you hit McCulley.
All right.
McCulley Road, McCulley Street, whatever.
McCulley.
And then take a right on McCulley.
Okay.
And then go up to King Street.
All right.
And then you'll take a. Let's see. You take a right.
Alright.
A right down King Street.
Alright.
Let me give you the address here.
Alright, sure, man.
The address is 2239 South King Street.
Okay. Alright.
You'll see like a Long's Drugs across the street, like Long's drugstore.
Alright.
And we're like upstairs.
Oh, the drugstore, I got you. Wink, wink, nuzz, nuzz.
Nah, for real, it's like a drugstore.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And if you can't find it, ask somebody where Old Stadium Park is.
Okay, that's a good place too?
Yeah.
That's a good spot right there.
Otherwise, just give me a call and you get lost.
Yeah, I'll give you a call,
if
man.
If you get lost.
That's cool. But now, if I got to clean myself out, what do you guys recommend you guys might have there?
We got some detox, like a good herbal detox.
Yeah, does that work?
We got some like synthetic urine too.
Oh, yeah?
We got everything, man.
In powder form?
What's that?
You guys...
No, it's like, well, we got that, too. We got powder and then, like, pre-mixed stuff with, some, heating packets on them.
You ever have a greasy Mexican, man?
No.
You know how you make that? It's crazy. You get an ounce of tequila, and you get two ounces of powdered urine mixed with distilled water.
What?
And,
That passes tests?
No, it's just a drink.
Oh. What?
Yeah, it's called the Greasy Mexican.
That sounds fucking intense, dude.
It's fucking awesome, though. So, man, come on. Will you want to come by this party, man? We're going to be drinking Greasy Mexicans.
Why, you're partying down in Waikiki?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to go by that stadium right quick and all that, you know?
Yeah, dude, fucking swing by and we'll talk story.
Oh, yeah, man.
All right, man.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You guys, you Hawaiians are great, man.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I was supposed to be in Guam, but fell through.
Hey, man. Honolulu.
Yeah.
All good.
All right, man. Well, mahalo.
Yep.
Chaka bra. All right.
Take it easy.
All right, white power.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Whatever that was. That was kind of fun, I guess. Yeah. I play applause, but I can't find it. There it is. All right.
Clone says, I know exactly where this guy is talking about. All right, man. That's right, because he's living in Hawaii. You know where that guy's talking about?
No.
You lived in Hawaii, though, right?
Yeah, I was like a kid, like 3.
Yeah?
I don't remember much about
Hawaii.
Right on.
Really? That's cool.
My arm. That's about all I remember.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. You ever eat some of that poi shit?
Oh, God. It's like paste, like when you're a kid, except it's gray. And it's like...
Is it like bark? Like rotted
some
tree bark?
Plant or something. Yeah, I don't know. But it doesn't taste of nothing but glue.
Oof. What would
paste.
You like? I don't know.
Liquid paste.
You like grits? You ever eat grits? You know, I got into grits. I used to hate grits, and then this one girl I dated for a while, she got me into it.
Yeah. It's just,
you gotta load them up, though.
It's better than oatmeal, I think, sometimes. Oatmeal has some time, but...
Yeah. Grits though, man.
Grits, man. I mean...
A lot of butter, a lot of salt, a lot of pepper.
You gotta make it taste like corn. That it's made of corn.
Yeah, you get that, but you put, you know, you gotta put...
Taste like the stuff you do with corn.
Yeah.
It tastes good.
I used to think it was like cardboard, but you know.
You got all the microwave cooking skills. Yeah.
I'd rather have hash browns than grits. Hey, the guys are on mute. Whoops, my bad. Hang on, Milkman, Madman, I'm coming right there.
Put powdered urine in your grits.
Powdered urine in my grits. That was kind of gross. Greasy Mexican is a drink.
Greasy grits.
I should have said dirty. Greasy Mexican is a drink. You've heard of it? It's a shot glass with tequila and mayonnaise. And you put it in the microwave.
And powdered urine?
No, not powdered urine. No, it's seriously a drink. I've seen someone order it before. It's really nasty.
No, I seen it in the store the other day. It's like the mayonnaise with lime in it, but it's in Spanish. But It's all in Spanish. There's nothing in English on it. I'm like, mayonnaise with lime?
Was that Winn-Dixie? It's
all the cool places.
Winn-Dixie's like all Puerto Rican.
I was like, how come it's only in Spanish? Why wouldn't I like lime in my mayonnaise?
No, they're spreading up from Miami, man. All that shit.
That's why they don't sell it to us.
Yeah, since you don't want to try this here. Yeah, you gotta, man, you want a good hot sauce?
Shop at Publix.
You want to go to get a good hot sauce? You got to go to the Spanish food section. They got some. Yeah.
You
got to
get Frank's Red Hot. That's
Frank's.
The hot
sauce. I'm a Crystal's man myself. Man. Crystal, I like the Scotch Bonnet pepper that comes off the.
Man. Caribbean man. Scotch Bonnet, man.
This guy's in the Virgin Islands. This guy, you know that, right?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Milkman's in the Virgin Islands.
Word.
Yeah, he's a Virgin Islander. No, he's like a...
I'm still a virgin.
Yeah,
and he's 42, everybody.
Wow.
Congratulations, man. He's staying clean for Jesus. All right, man. Good for you. Yeah. But yeah, I agree. We talked about this.
I think me and Neil and I... The only virgins left in PCU.
Well, we talked about this before. The best supermarket in Florida is?
Publix,
man. They got the best fried chicken.
Publix.
They got the best subs.
But they're not open 24/7.
They're not
open.
That's
the
problem.
They get marked down on the list there, you know.
Yeah.
They have to go somewhere.
They're really strict on the hours. They close at 10. It's like, you want to get a good sub, you go to Publix, you better get there before 9:30.
I love their Tangelos, the baby Tangelos.
Yeah. Well, the thing, man, if you go to Publix at 9:45 and you expect a sub... Like 15 minutes before they close, they give you a shitty ass sub. I never go before 9 o'clock. That's the latest I go to. Yeah, you gotta go at least an hour before if you're gonna get your sub. Because if not, they you know, they get mad. They get mad when you come in there. Because they're trying to clean and they're cleaning the fryer out and all that. Why are we talking about Publix?
I don't know.
They got the best bread too. Publix, everybody.
We're
yeah, where shopping is a pleasure.
We got the munchies.
Yeah. Clone Homegrown says Stadium Park is the ghetto. Well, that's something. He sent me to the ghetto, fucking bastard.
So they
You should have, yeah. I haven't had dinner.
Christmas candy shopping the other day. After Christmas, all on sale.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, the best day for that is Valentine's Day. You go to the day after Valentine's Day. You go to the grocery store. You can get some cheap ass chocolate and candy. That was my trip.
I was gonna eat this gingerbread house. It was like just put it together and eat it all for like $2.
You're gonna make the gingerbread house and eat it?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a roommate make it.
That's kind of fun. I like to do that. Just eat the gingerbread house.
It's like, you don't even have to make it. Just eat the cookies.
Yeah, man. Madman says, Publix, the C was an X by mistake and they ran with it. Okay. Right next to each other on the keyboard. Is that for real? Yeah, look at that. You think
yeah,
that's
man.
What it was?
That's what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Madman, you're on
What's
here.
X
and C. So he's thinking you were going to do Publix, and then they did the X on accident, and it was a typo, and then they kept the name as Publix. I doubt it. Nice try, Madman.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, we're talking a lot of shit. We're going to do another prank call here. This will probably be it, because I got shit to do tomorrow. Talk about Saddam being hanged or some shit. Saddam being hanged or some shit. Saddam was saying, we talked about that last weekend, this week, man. We broke the news here. We broke breaking news here on the mouth last week with Saddam being executed.
Yeah, whoopee fucking doo-doo. Hey, but, you know, there is some new related story. The guy who filmed it with his camcorder and his phone is going to be prosecuted.
Well, he should, the bastard.
Possibly executed.
Yeah, the bastard, because he shot it wrong. You didn't get the scene when he fell. He had too close. He sucks at a camera as a cameraman.
I know, man.
I hope he gets,
what an idiot.
I hope he gets hung for that. That's an atrocity right there. If you're going to fucking
They're
film
gonna
it,
hang
do it right. worst job of the year, of 2006. Was that 2006 still?
Yes.
I think so, right?
You know what?
And I don't know.
And one of the colonels put him up to it, but it was just a private, so now they're going to hang him.
They're not going to hang him for that, man. He'll just get raped in Abu Ghraib.
It's a private, man. The commanders put him up to it, but they don't know he acted on his own.
He's an Iraqi... Oh, he was in the Iraqi army?
He's private, yeah. That's it's the same thing like they did when they were torturing all them people. The commanders said, oh, well, they're privates. They acted on their own.
That's some shit, man. That's some shit. We got one more prank call in us, I think. You agree, Will? It's time to go.
Hell yeah.
We got one more left, and we're going to call it quits here. Yeah, well, the only one we got left is the Sexaholics Anonymous. So that's it. You sure you don't want to do a prank call, Will? Now's your last chance. Last chance for romance.
No, man.
All right. Too bad. Sucker. If you change your mind, jump in.
Hey, just let him join in. Just join in. That's what I was
You join. When you're comfortable, the phone is right here. You hit on, and you talk if you want. There you go. Just don't be loud like Madman does. Madman gets on, he's like, hey, I'm on the phone. I'm Madman. Watch out, man. I'm sorry, Madman. Just messing with you. Madman.com, everybody. Madman.com.
I haven't been there yet.
Madman.com?
No.
He's not. It's, I don't know if it's out there. Try.
You always do that, man.
Milkman.net. Milkman.net.
He does this all day with me. Every time I was there, he's like, yeah, man, it's all cool. Do that. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know. And
yeah. I'm messing with people.
You did that radio show thing where you had the PCR. I was like, what's how to get the radio station? Ever? What the internet station's on?
What do you mean? You mean the 98.6
mouth
thing? Yeah, because you heard the podcast 3 weeks later, and you're like, man, come here, man. How do you get to that website, 98.6themouth.com?
I was looking for it. I actually fell for it.
A lot of people did, man. Yeah. It went on for weeks. People were like, how do you get to that website? It was a joke, everybody, you know, 98.6.
.com.
It does not exist. Anyway, the last call is here. Sexaholics Anonymous. Hey, Milkman, you remember the time that Jonathan called in and gave us his sister-in-law's number or something like that? And I went talking. This is so-and-so. She lives in here, and she does this, and her phone number is...
Right on me.
Yeah, I just kept reading the whole thing, and I read the phone number out, and I was like, oops. Like, right after I was like, uh-oh, sorry. Yeah, my bad. Anyway, you have any idea what I'm talking about, Will?
I don't.
I know, but now you heard it. Good for you. You're catching up. We're catching you up here. All right, Sexaholics Anonymous.
Yeah, I feel left behind because I haven't been here the whole time.
That's fine. We'll catch up real quick. There's not much to it. We're moving on anyway, you know. Play some more Biggie Smalls, I guess.
Biggie.
Third one of the night. Hang on, folks. Last call of the night's coming right up.
This goes out to you. This goes out to you. And you. You.
Hello.
Hi, is this the anonymous line?
Yes, it is.
Good. When do you guys meet?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
All right. I'm new in Fresno. Exactly where this is. Where is it happening?
What's again, sir? What's that?
Where is it happening? Where does it make happen?
You mean where are the meetings?
Yeah.
Yeah. They are at the Catholic Diocese, St. Francis, Room C.
St. Francis of Assisi?
Yes.
The founder of San Damiano?
No, I don't know about all that.
Oh, you know what else he did?
What?
He had sex with St. Clair.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's hot, right? You're getting all worked up over there, buddy?
What other information do you need?
Well, what's the cover charge, and what's the cover charge for a single man? I don't have a woman to bring with me.
Just no cover charge.
No cover charge at all? Do you have 11 on how many single men can be in there?
No.
Oh, so what? Are they pretty much height and weight proportionate there?
What's height and weight proportionate?
Well, good looking people. If I'm going to go to a swingers club, I don't want to be with a bunch of old fat people.
It's not a swingers club.
Oh, it's sexaholics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's do this.
Please enter your That's destination it. Number now.
I had him going for a while. Whatever. Milkman, I feel sad. You know why? that call sucked. Sweet Kisses says, check your batteries, Milkman. Check your fucking batteries, dude, all right? I'll be an asshole. All right, she's trying to call you. Check your spaces, too.
What are you saying? My batteries are weak.
Yeah. So what do you think the surge... Let's talk about the surge real quick. You know about the surge in Iraq? You think it's going to happen, Milkman? Are they going to surge troops in there?
Nope, they're not going to do it.
State of the Union...
Let more guys die.
State of the Union address is on the 15th, 13th?
Yep.
We did a live show last... Remember last year we simulcasted and did commentary in the background?
Yeah. Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
We was the best part about the whole event.
Yeah, we kind of did that pretty well. They're saying they're thinking an extra 20,000 troops out there, at least, if not 35,000. I heard someone saying today, why are you going to do that? Howard Stern said today, if you do that, you're just going to end up with 20,000 more dead soldiers. You know?
They're not going to do it because the Congress is not going to support it.
You think we just cut and run then? I mean, what? We either have to go in there and kick ass and set it up for the Iraqis, or we
they're going to just let more guys die and stay with the course.
I don't know, man. It's a sad, sad situation. It'll work out in the end, I'm sure.
They're not gonna just turn around and walk away. And Congress is not gonna let them bring a bunch of more people in there to die, because that's what got them elected, with this whole issue about letting all them people die.
So when Iran gets all involved and invades Iraq,
Iran is gonna get involved.
You don't think Iran's already involved, dude? They got the Sunnis all up in a tizzy over there, man. You know?
That's not Iran's doing, man. That right there is all because the Sunnis were originally taken out of any office or any standing in politically or militarily by the U.S. They were banned from joining in the services.
Yeah,
and
but
later
now they're...
they took them in as cops, 20 cops.
Yeah, but then they got Muqtada al-Sadr. He's just as bad as Saddam Hussein is, man. You know, in a way.
Well, man, George Bush is, because George Bush didn't do any damn thing. Just create a worse situation.
It wasn't George. I think, you know, George Bush is the guy who made the whole case because he's a president. I think the people in charge in the administration, particularly the people, Donald Rumsfeld, the people who actually implemented the actual planning of the whole thing, are the people that... I'm not supporting
George
Bush.
Bush.
I'm not supporting
right
Bush.
Behind it because he has oil interests in his family from long standing for the last three generations, man.
Well, that's all Sunni stuff.
His buddies, the Saudis, as long as he keeps sucking their dicks, man, that him and his family is going to continue to be billionaires.
I don't know. It's a crazy situation, dude. I'm not about to figure it out now.
Sorry,
we need to go.
But big corporate and dirty money, man, oil money, you know, they run in circles, man.
Yes, that's true. All right, well, that's Milkman's perspective. Will,
yes,
you want to say...
Milkman lives on an island.
Yeah, that's why he's hiding. Will, you want to say anything to everybody?
They just pull him out and let him kill themselves.
Let him come home, right? What about Afghanistan? I think we should surge in Afghanistan before we surge in Iraq.
Why don't
we just blow it up and make it a desert?
Yeah, just glass it all over, huh? That's the American way. That's the redneck answer. God damn, make it a parking lot. That's what they always say. Make it a parking lot. Like, okay, no problem. We'll have an entire parking lot out there. Good for
Level
you.
Level the whole damn place and let them start over, buddy.
Yeah. So that's Iraq, everybody. You know, I'm going to play an Iraq sound bit. It's really funny. It's a man, an Iraqi man who gets upset at, well, he makes fun of him. He makes, it's an Iraqi man making fun of the Americans on the radio. It's a fake thing, but it's pretty funny.
The asshat minute right after that.
The asshat minute? Well, this is your asshat minute right here.
Right after it.
Whatever. I think this is it here. Let me check. Jesus God. We got
to
get out of
here. You need to shut the fuck up.
All right, Madman, say goodbye to everybody. All your fans.
Bye, everybody. All my fans.
Very well.
Milkman does the shout-out, man.
Yeah, well, we don't really do shout-outs. Milkman, make it fast. You got 60 seconds. Thank everybody and nobody in particular. Go.
All right, well, I'd like to thank everybody out there that is carrying our radio stream out there to all your earballs in this planet. We sure do enjoy bringing this show to you at no cost, man. We drop our dime every day, every week, so that you can have a laugh and interactive entertainment right here at Madhouse. But don't forget to tune back in Madhouse Live. And come to us at madhouselive.com, man. We sure do love you. We have our own channel, too, 420, The Madhouse. Come and meet us. And especially you, Sweet Kisses. We love you, our favorite listener. And all you listeners out there, because we do it just for you. It's all about you, the listeners. So thanks a lot, and come back again. And I want to especially thank Madman for providing us this wonderful IRC boxing ring cat. You can knock somebody out and come back if your man gets lifted. And partly our fearless leader. Without you, our mastermind, our mentor, this wouldn't be possible. God bless Carlito for all the laughs and humor that you bring to us. Back to you, Big Carlito.
All right, well, thanks. Hey, Big. Fuck us up with that, Big.
Your motherfucking communication is corrupted.
Like the big man, the big honcho.
Yeah, I agree.
Big dog.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm fat, whatever.
Big cheese.
All right, Will, thanks for being here, man. Nice having you.
Well, Peter said big dong, too.
That is true. Thundercock is it, as it may. That's what I hear a lot, that I'm a thunder... Alright, we're out of here, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week. Visit Madhouse Live.
Big Mike says, bye, Sweet Kisses. I love you.
And thank you, Lonesome Loser. Lonesome Loser.
Hold on, need your brownies, no thing.
Lonesome Loser, thank you, Lonesome Loser. Motherfucker.
Yeah, the hardest working man in DC, the Lonesome Loser.